Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Kim Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here I am. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. Give me a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I had a little problem signing on this morning, so I hope I got everybody together, and I'm back. Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Looking at a radio. I want to thank, man, we had a great show yesterday. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, we have great shows all the time, but yesterday was special with Aaron, man. Aaron Stoll, what a knockout, and what a talented artist. Way to rock. I think she's going to be appearing at the Hope Fest, and we have another gentleman, man. You talk about talented people. Wow. We have another gentleman, Caleb, a story. He's going to be on. He should be here in about 15 minutes. And dude rocks. Dude rocks. I think he's a little bit country, but he rocks. You're going to love his song, too. You're going to love his song. So I think the name, he's in a benefit concert. Caleb Story. Oops, almost started his song too early. We'll hear a song. Take it easy. Look at that. So we'll talk to him. We're going to talk to him about Hope Fest concert, and we're going to talk about his new music and upcoming shows and how you can get to his concert. And we're going to have a good time. So he should be in about 15 minutes. And speaking of our celebrity guests, we have one of our morning crew is here, and Robin. And again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are live. We're global. We're worldwide. Hey, Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you, kiddo. You know, I'm confused a little bit. Let me see. Oops, wrong thing. His name is Caleb, right? Or is that the name of the song?
Caleb Story.
I'm sorry.
That's his name.
Good. I'm good. Caleb. Okay, I said Caleb. That's how our northerns speak, you know. Caleb Story. All right, I just wanted to make sure. And Caleb is gonna rock you guys tonight. It's a real treat. And thanks to Miss Robin. She brings you the best. When Robin brings you the best, you got to listen, man. You got to listen. He's a good-looking guy, too. So, 10 minutes. 10 minutes, and we'll talk to Caleb. Story. It's going to be fun. You know, it's 709 California. and people are just waking up. Here's what it usually happens. I get my wake-up voice. This is my wake-up voice. Like, and then we'll talk a little bit before our come in, and we'll play a song, and then that's when I get my coffee, and then I get perky again. I'm a little perky. You know what I was thinking, Robin? I was thinking about, you know, I tell you this story that I'm not from this planet, you know. I'm from another planet. And my parents came down on we were on a spaceship. We ran out of gas, and we were getting gas. And then somebody saw us getting gas. And they took off, but they didn't realize that I was going to the restroom because I had that big key. And I got that big thing on the thing. And I run out, and I see my parents leaving, and I'm there. Father. So they send me the mental telepathy. They say, son, we will come back as soon as it's safe. But meanwhile, we need you to report on the humans until we get back. But Father, I never went to school. You are above these humans. Just do your work. So I go, okay. So I'm sitting there in a gas station, seeing my parents go off in the space to our planet. And I'm writing, and I'm observing you guys. That's my job. And a black family pulls in a gas station, and they see me there, and they tend to adopt me. Oh, look at that. Look at that black kid. We must adopt him. Yay! So I figure this is a good part. So I go in, and I get adopted. I've been raised in the United States as a black child.
Well,
but I'm really...
You have several siblings.
I do. In fact, in my planet, we have the average orc. We call them orc. The average orc usually have about 15 eggs. Some of the eggs don't develop. And that's why our head is shaped like this. And then that's who we are. So sometimes I'm amazed about human beings. If you watch a human being long enough, they're going to do something stupid. I don't care who they are. If you ever go to a mall, sometimes it's the turn at the food court, and watch. Just watch for 50 minutes. Something's going to happen. Some kid is going to pretend his arm is broken and his mother's dragging him across the way, and all of a sudden his legs are broken and she's just dragging him along. Or a couple of, it's just weird stuff. And what's really amazing to me is when people do stuff, bad stuff, and then they get mad because they did bad stuff. Yeah, and they blame the other people. Yeah. I'll give you an example. A guy's at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
He knows he should only have two drinks, but this fool decided to try to go for the record, right? So now he's four drinks down. I'm just giving you an example of people getting mad on bad shit that they did. And so he staggers out the bar. Staggers out the bar. And the bartender says, hey, bud, do you want to sit down, want some water? I'm fine. And he goes out, he staggers. It takes him 20 minutes to find his keys, and he drops it in the snow. Then it takes him another 15 minutes to find the hole in the thing. This is a guy, right? He gets in the car. Another guy would come to him and go, hey, dude, you think you should be driving it? I'm fine. All right. Starts the car, he goes. Now he's zigzagging, and he's driving. He passes a cop. Cop pulls him over, right? Cop says, sir, have you been drinking? No. You want to mind taking a breath of sight? And he knows he should. Oh, cool. Yeah. Here I go. I'm going to blow on this. Sir, can you talk back? Blah, blah, blah. Sir, I'm going to have to take you in. You've been drinking. Have you been drinking, sir? No. Okay. We're going to have to take you in. Yeah. You smell alcohol. Fine. And that guy.
That makes me angry. Would you lie to them?
Exactly. And that same guy, when people get mad at the shit that they do, and they know they did wrong, and at the audacity that they get mad, that same guy is in a drunk tank. And here's what he says when he gets out. Effing cops. I hate effing cops.
Yeah,
it's like, what did the cop do? Pulled me over last night. Effing cops. They're all bastards. It's like, dude, you did something bad. You know, when people get mad when they do bad stuff, and then they get pissed off. One more example, a guy will cheat, right? A guy cheats on his wife, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, boom, he gets busted, right? After it's over, he's trying to forgive me. And then what, he gets mad. Why did you cheat? Oh, that fucking bitch. What? Mm-hmm. I love my wife. I don't know what that fucking... What? Yeah. And then my wife, I got to get rid of her. Why you got to get rid of her? She keeps reminding me of the shit. She won't let it go. She keeps reminding me of the shit. It's on and on and on. It's like, dude, you did the shit.
Mm-hmm.
She won't, you know, and cracks me up about human beings when they do it. They know they did bad shit, and they get mad at other people when they get caught. And that reminds me, mm-hmm. it reminds me of Donald Trump. He's a perfect example. He's a perfect example. Dude, we're going to have a history thing, right? We're going to have the first time an American president is going to go to criminal court, right? Donald Trump. He paid a hooker. He did this stuff. And he gets pissed off. He gets pissed off at the judge because
oh,
that's
yeah.
a judicial salary.
Yeah.
Exactly. The judge says, okay, we want you to, you know, this is what the charge is for. We're going to pick the jury. And then he'll go on his social media going, effing judge. Stupid judge. What? and his daughter, too. What is it? Yeah, it's like, what does his daughter do? She's a Democrat. Stupid judge. Stupid this. Stupid that. He goes, you know what? Justice. Nobody likes justice. They're coming after me. They're going to come after you. No, we're not going to do stupid shit, Donald. They're not coming after me. Oh, they're going to keep coming after you, too. And then they're trying to take my property. Well, you kind of cheated on your taxes, and that's what they do. I'm changing the Constitution. And mm-hmm. it's like, and then they say, oh, the hostages. Oh, that's what he calls them. I'm going to give a pardon. When I'm president, I'm going to give pardon to the hostages. Hostages? What hostages? The United States have hostages? American hostages? We never had American hostages. You know, the nice tourists who raided the Capitol, they were doing nothing. It was just a nice tourist day, sunny day. And all of a sudden, our government came in, and they arrested them. What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, then you see what they did. The woman got killed. They ransacked the Capitol. They defecated on the walls. They put their feet on there, all in your name. That Trump. Yeah, those are patriots. What?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same patriots that started yelling, let's hang Mike Pence, your vice president? Oh, that. Go, mm-hmm. Oh. So, okay. So how did this happen? Well, stupid America. He goes, what do you mean, stupid America? The vote was rigged. It was rigged. But we went to our judicial system. Even your own people say it wasn't rigged. It was rigged. And they stole the election. And I'm still the president. Aren't you supposed to be living in the White House right now? No, that's a fake president. I'm over here. So the election is rigged. Yes. America took their own American hostages. Yes. The Constitution is bad. Yes. Abortion, women should be punished. Yes. So what do you want to do?
Yeah,
I want to
run for president. It's all when there's a bunch of idiots running around here that we can't feed, can't house, and that nobody wants. We got enough of those.
Exactly. It's just audacity when people do dumb shit and they get caught and they get mad at others. And then it's like, didn't you say that our military, that when we send our military men and women to war, you call them losers and you call them suckers? Yeah. Well, they are. And you never visit our people at the memorial. Remember we went to France and you didn't go to the memorial because it was raining and you didn't want to pay your respect to our military who were buried there? Well, it was just raining. It was a bad day. But you know what? I love our military. God bless America. Let's make America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you how much I'm going to show you how much I love America. I'm going to hijack your Bible, your holy book.
Bible. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'm going to hijack your sacred holy book. I'm going to put the American Constitution in there, an American Pledge of Allegiance, and that's going to make it different. But you're still going to have the same thing, and I'm going to call it an American Bible. But Jesus wasn't an American, was he?
No, he was
Jewish. I don't know. I don't remember last time Moses going to Mount Sinai and says, "I'm going to after this, we're going to Disneyland." When he got back, what are you going to do now, Moses? I'm going to Disneyland. I mean, I don't remember that in the Bible.
Yeah, after we parted the Red Sea, it goes straight to Disneyland.
Exactly, exactly. All right, apart and left, the Red Sea. Okay, Detroit to my left, and I make a right, and I go to Alabama, and I'm going to go past Mississippi, I'm going to go to Louisiana. You know, I don't remember any of those guys in American in the Bible.
No, they weren't there.
I know. So
it gets me. Had things changed and he had been elected this last term, do you think he would be willing to give it up this time?
I know.
I don't think so.
You're right.
Even
it just goes along. You're right, Robin.
Mm-hmm.
It goes alongside of people will do dumb shit. They know they're doing dumb shit. And they get caught. And then they get mad at others for catching them. This is it. And that cracks me up. And and we can go with Donald Trump again. It's like, oh, now it's un-American. You can't, you should not try me, because when I'm president of the United States, I should be pardoned. It's like, really?
Of course, yeah.
Immunity.
Yeah. I mean,
full
and
immunity.
Then he'd probably not have to pay back the taxes that he didn't pay before.
Right.
I guarantee you he won't want to do that.
Exactly. And you know, people say, okay, here's Brian getting off on his political talk. I'm not getting off. I'm just saying, when sometimes people do dumb shit, they get caught, and they get mad mm-hmm. at others because they got busted.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm driving too fast to get a ticket. Effing cop. What's wrong? I was speeding. He gave me a ticket.
Yeah,
oh.
And well, now I will say there are some that do like to give you a hard time. They do.
They do. I just like when people do that.
I have encountered those before, and they are assholes.
Right.
Especially when you don't do it when you're not doing anything wrong.
I know. See, that's why when I, my planet, I'm here to observe you humans, and sometimes your behavior is kind of odd. And that's why you
mm-hmm.
don't see us, you know, because we come when you're asleep or we come in a field, because we don't want to encounter
you
guys.
Give me nightmares, man.
Exactly. We don't want to encounter you guys yet. Wow. You know, my favorite, and I'm gonna end this. My favorite cartoon, I said it yesterday. My new favorite cartoon was I sent it to you, Robin, and I sent it to Laverne, and I sent it to Patricia. It was on Easter time when the two aliens came down, and they saw Christ being
mm-hmm.
crucified. And one of the aliens look up, and he says, "You know what we got to do? We got to get the fuck out of here." It's my favorite. It's my favorite one. It's like, these humans are just, we got to get the fuck out of here. And excuse my language, everybody, you know, I'm sorry, but sometimes crap is just funny. We got our guests here today, and we're going to have a great show today. I'm not going to talk about politics. I wasn't talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about general people just getting caught doing dumb crap. And then they get pissed off at the people who are doing their job or catches them doing it.
Yeah.
Catches them doing it. That's that. It just.
It's like if you
I think that's the human way.
To shoot you, do not resist them. Do not run from them. Again,
I know,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
I know.
When you fight them, they're going to come down on top of you.
They're going to. I think you humans are funny. I think you're human, and I will be observing you guys. I mean, I think it's funny that you humans are looking at the eclipse and going, what a miracle thing. Well, the moon once in a while does block the sun. It's not unusual. I know. And then the dumb people who buy, you know how much money they made out of that? They're making money off the glasses. They're making, one lady was making money going to a park because they blocked off a thing because you could see the eclipse. The airlines had the audacity that you could take an airplane and they would fly around so you could see the eclipse. You know how much money, just something natural that they were trying to, you know, make money out of it. Okay, enough of me talking about. That is true. Welcome, Pat. And Pat, good morning. I think you're open.
Hello.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you?
Hello,
good
Pat.
Morning.
Pat is from Canada, eh? Thank you, Pat. We have Caleb. We have Caleb coming in. I think Caleb is here. Caleb's story. This guy's a good-looking guy, Pat. Last time we had good-looking musicians come in. Pat would throw her virtual panties at the stage. Behave yourself, Pat. Behave yourself. Don't embarrass us. I know you enjoyed the concert. Behave. Last time you drew a virtual bra, it was yours. We knew who it was. We did the DNA. So when we come back, Hope Fest benefit concert, our celebrity guest, Caleb Story. He's in the studio, everybody. I'm giving you time to come in. You know the number. Last time it was, wow, we were packed with a lot of people yesterday and today they're coming in. My God. He's doing good. He's already breaking records. Here we go. If you, Pat, do you remember the number if they want to come in? I've been doing this for 16 years and guess what? Do you? Oh, great.
No.
Please tell the number.
It is 319-527-6099.
Wow. What an angel, Robin. You got a beautiful voice. Thank you. And that's the number to get into the studio. That's the number
Thank
to get your
you.
Voice heard worldwide. That's the number that you get rub elbows with Caleb. And then you can lie like, you know, me and Caleb are friends. Did you hear Caleb say hello to me? I said hello to him. We're buddies. We're bros. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back with our celebrity guest, Caleb Story, everybody. Man, the dude rocks like nothing else. And this is Caleb's song. Look at the rock, man. Woo! Now that's country. That is country. That is beautiful, man. And that's country. That's so country. When you listen to it, you make you want to shoot your dog and marry your cousin. Oh, I just lost my country audience. Come back, country audience. I just lost dog. No. Hey, you want the good stuff? Pay me. These are the free jokes, people. Now, The country folks are good. All right, everybody, you know the deal. I got about eight people. I got people coming in the studio. I'm going to mute you because this is not about you. This is about Caleb, and that's what's going to happen. So I have to mute you. But stay there. If Caleb wants to, if you behave, if Caleb wants to answer some questions, then I'll open up the phones. Some of you guys are animals. Be nice. Ladies and gentlemen, the celebrity guest today, Caleb Story. Yeah, there you go. Look at that. Wow. Wow. Look at that. I'm assuming you're Caleb 256. Caleb?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Oh, I'm going pretty good. I'm sorry. My alarm is going off. It's security for you because you're so popular. Yeah, I'm going to turn that off. Now, you guys behave. See, I got my security going on, and you're so popular. Okay, here we go. Caleb, thank you for coming in, first of all. I mean, your voice is great. I love your voice. We interviewed Erin yesterday. I don't know if you know her or not, but she also talked about the festival, the Hope Fest festival that's going on, and you're going to be performing?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the voice compliment. I saw Erin's going to be there, and that she was on your show yesterday. We're doing this benefit concert over here locally in Muscle Shoals. Mm-hmm. I'll be performing on that as well as some other good local talent from around here that some of us younger people, but I think that's where a lot of good music is right now. It's young, original talent.
Right. I mean, is this the first time you're going to be performing live in front of I'm assuming a huge audience, or have you been performing in large venues before?
I've done some pretty decent-sized shows. This will be a good – it's not a lot of opportunities around local to play a good-sized show like this, so I'm excited for that, but I do have some experience with it.
Oh, I bet you do. I know you're going to rock. I was just wondering the butterflies. It's like, man, I mean, it's like, put me in, coach, right now. Let's go. Let's rock. Let's go, you know. Or do you go, oh, man, you know. And you go, damn, my parents may be there. I just don't know that feeling. And it must be a good feeling to have because you're going to be doing new music, too, because you got new music that you're going to be performing there, right, some of your new music?
That's right. I just released two new songs like this past weekend. I'll be doing both of those, and I've had some other songs come out over the last few months, and I will be performing a lot of those songs, and I will be performing a few new songs that are going to be coming up too as well.
Okay. Now, is that nerve-wracking? Have you tested it out? You know, I go in production. I do entertainment production. We have a test audience before my stuff go out there, and they'll say, oh, this is by Brian. It's crappy, but we're here for the chicken. Okay. It's not ready yet. No, it's not ready yet. So when you do a new song, do you go out for little small venues just to test it out, how the audience may respond to your song? Or you just know it's good, and it's like, let it roll, baby. Roll Tide.
Well, it's a little bit of both, man. I like to go around to the places and all the musicians I know around here when I have something new and test it out on them. But most of the time, I'm pretty confident that it's going to be pretty good stuff. I have a pretty rigorous line of critical friends, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Now, do you write your own music, or do you collaborate with somebody? Write with them, a partner with somebody, or do you just, you know, when I directed or did stuff, I swear I used to do this, Caleb. I locked myself in a closet. I really did, and I kind of meditated, and I saw what I was going to do and do this because I want to block out the outside noise. I didn't want anything to disrupt my creative thoughts. And then after a while, I come out and I go, I got it, and it's beautiful, and this is a work of art. It should be in a museum. And then people throw things at it, and I'm like, okay. So when you start writing, do you seclude yourself, or do you just, you know, you could be at a restaurant and say, you know what, bud, I got a song. You know, the waitress had a bow-legged waitress is a good woman to find. And, oh, good song. You know, do you do that kind of thing?
I I have both. I could be out at an event or at a place or just, like you said, out eating with somebody, and I'll have mm-hmm. something come into my head sometimes. But I'm like you most of the time. I sit out here alone in meditation and in nature, and that's where I do most of my writing. Everything that's out and available that's under my name, I wrote the words and music to all those songs. I do writing work with other artists as well. Like you said, you have to lock yourself in that closet and wait for it to show up sometimes.
Right. You know what I find hard, Caleb, is when creative people, I call it busy brain, because you sound, your music is great, by the way. I like your message. You sound like you're having a great time. You're clear. I love you can get into your music. But I have busy brain. I can't enjoy myself. You know, I could go somewhere. I could go to France. I could go to this. I could go to this. Get a nice bottle of champagne. It's like, name of champagne goes, sha-la-la-la. I go, oh, man, that would be nice on my B-track, sha-la-la. Yeah, that could be a chorus. And it's like, and the person I'm with is like, will you cut it out? Can you just relax? Can you not just, everything you do or everything you see that your mind just goes there? Can you just, so can you relax, Caleb? Can you just go to the beach, or can you just go to a fair or something and just shut your brain off?
I can, but like you said, the curse of creativity is you're looking for something in everything, so it's hard to shut down and relax, but I find the best way to do that is just to get around a lot of people I know and I like and just listen to what they have to say for a while. That's what I've found to be the best way.
Right. Music is hard, Caleb. Music is hard. Why did you get into this field? You sound like a creative guy. You write and things come to you. I think you write things down. Why choose music? I know you're talented. I know you're talented. But you probably could go on. If you didn't have music, what other job? I'll go two questions. If you didn't have music, what other job do you think you'd be doing? And then why go into the music industry? Those are the two-point questions.
Up until a couple of years ago, I was like in law school. I was going to be a lawyer.
Wow.
And,
cool.
I was born into music, basically. I got several family members who are musical performers, and I grew up, the first CD I ever had was like AC/DC Live. So grew up with a rich tradition of rock and roll music, Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Rolling Stones, and and like I said, to be born in Muscle Shoals is a blessing in its own. And just growing up, and over the last few years, I got done with school and I came back home up here and got into this business, playing around, and you know, started figuring out that, hey man, this is a lot more fun than reading and writing. And then it hit me that I think what people need right now is more people that can try to make them happy instead of more lawyers.
Right. Well, you know what? You have a message, and you're right. Even your music have a message. It reaches people. You could change the world with your music. You could change one person who says, you know what, I'm depressed. I'm putting on my headset, and I'm listening. You know, I'm listening to Muscle Shoals. I'm listening to Caleb's music, and it makes me relax. And they get an A in that class because you did that. You made them calm down. You changed the world. And that person grows up, and they develop the cure for cancer, all because they heard your song. That's what happens, guys. That's how it works. Because they heard your song. Let's be honest. When you're a young guy, you get into music, you get it for the girls. That's just all guys do. You picked up the guitar. You know what you're doing. You wanted to make sure your fingers were numb. You're in it for the chicks, right? Or no?
Well, that's one piece of the pie, I guess.
But
you always end up eating the whole pie, don't you?
Yeah, I guess you do, huh? You sound well grounded. Are you married and you have children?
I'm not, man. I'm just a single young guy right now.
Wow, look at you. Look at you, free and easy. Do what you want to do. Go to places where you should not go and be cool with it. What? Oh, I'm sorry, that's your security. I thought I turned that off. Okay. I got to turn. Sorry about that. That usually don't happen. That is really cool. Tell me about your upcoming shows, Caleb.
Well, actually, Saturday night we're doing a small little thing at a place called the Boiler Room in Florence, a pretty popular little venue. A lot of the UNA students will go and hang out in there, so that's always a fun time. There's a venue called the Lava Room. I'll be doing a couple bookings up in there. I'm doing some work with a couple of local artists, doing some guitar work for them. There's a girl doing an album release show coming up at Shoals Theater in a few weeks. Her name's Taylor Grace. I'll be playing guitar for the opening act for her album show. So if you can get out to that, y'all come on. It'll be a lot of local talent. That's some bright new stuff coming out.
Oh, man. Do you do a lot of stuff for charity? Because, Whole Fest sounds like a really nice thing to do. It sounds like it helps a lot of people. It's a benefit concert. And what kind of charity does it go to? I mean, does it go to cancer or lupus or anything? Or does it just go over the whole spectrum, Hope Fest concert?
Man, it is. There's several charities involved. But the main thing we're out here to do next Saturday is to just help out the homeless people around here, man.
That's
the main focus of this event. And I think Safe Place will also be one of the benefiting charities. And Legacy of Hope, it's a heart foundation. So those charities have done a lot of good work. And we're hoping to be able to bring in a lot of money for that this next Saturday and help a lot of people out.
I know. Sometimes I look at that. I'm in California. And by the way, excuse the joke about the country joke that, shoot your dog and marry your cousin. It did not go well. It did not go well. But I love Bama. I love country. And Robin's from Bama, Alabama, real tight. And I love her voice, and she's one of the best people I know. My mother's from Georgia, so she's a country girl, country woman.
Okay.
So, you sound great. You're really good. Nothing could be all that good. How many times have you been arrested, Caleb?
Well, I'm working on number one still. I haven't got that down yet.
Right on. You know you cannot be a rock and roll guy if you haven't been arrested. Cool.
Well, if I can get good looking enough to have a good mug shot, it'll be happening. I'm sure.
Isn't that the truth, right? If it's good enough for our president, it's good enough for you, Caleb.
Hey, that's right.
Make sure you got a good one. Wow. What I'm going to do is there's a couple of people. I'm going to open the phones. And out there, if you don't mind answering a couple of questions, we got a full studio, but a lot of people are just, I don't know about them. They're kind of sketchy, but I do know a couple of people who are not. And see if they have a question for you. And after that, if you have anything you want to say that we didn't touch upon or you want to promote, we'll do that right after some of the questions. Do you mind taking a couple of questions, Caleb?
Heck no, man. Heck no. Bring it on.
Thank you. Here's one of my favorites. We call her Robin, and we call her one of our best. Robin has a question right there, because I usually mute everybody when we do the interview because of background noise. Robin, do you have a question for Caleb?
Actually, I do not.
Well, good one. Oh, boy, I'm stuck. Thank you. Live radio.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh, boy. We should have rehearsed this. Thank you, Robin. I'm kidding, Rob. Well, that went well. Let's go to our other person who probably has a question. Hey, Pat, do you have a question for Caleb?
How old were you when you started?
I started playing guitar when I was like 7 years old, but I've only been performing for about 3 years now.
Okay.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And have you succeeded up to the point you were hoping to at this point?
I think I'm right in the middle of it. Everything so far seems to have been successful and seems to make people happy, so I consider it a success so far.
Wow.
Seems to only be growing.
Well, that's good. It's excellent.
Thank you, Pat. Those are good questions. Pat wants to know, what kind of weed do you smoke? She's a big fan. Big fan. There you go, Pat. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. 316, I don't know. I think it's probably a good one. Take a chance. 316, do you have a question for our celebrity Caleb story? 316, you're
hey,
live on the air.
Brian.
Hey, good morning,
Brian. Good morning,
oh, King? Is this King?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been a long time, King. You sound like, hey, good morning, Brian. It's like you're so cool. Like, hey, I didn't. It's like you grew up in front of my eyes. It's like, hey, how you doing, Brian? And I was like, good morning, Brian. It's like, damn.
Yeah.
King's also a musician, and he's also he raps, and he got a great voice, and he supported the show. And King remembers all the A-list bands that came on. King, were you there when I got mad at the other guy? I forgot what band he was in, and I kicked him off the air. The big fight that we had. Were you in the studio at that time? Maybe you weren't.
I don't think so.
Okay, good. It never happened. King, do you have a question? Do you have a question for Caleb?
Yeah. Good morning, Caleb. I'm just getting on, and I've been listening, and so I wanted to know if Brian will be playing a song of yours so I could listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I would also like to, connect with you. I'm not only just a rapper, but I sing as well. And so I'm always looking forward to mixing my music and doing collabs with other people outside my genre.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm the same way. I love to work with different people from different things. He played Muscle Shoals, a new song we just released. I guess right at the beginning of the interview, I'm sure he'd play it again.
I'll play it again. I like the song. Yes. And he's good.
Man,
he's good. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Caleb.
Oh, you're good. I was just going to tell King, if you want to do any work, get in touch with me. I can give you my agent's phone number if you want to write that down.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
That'll be under the name of Trent Stevenson.
Let me write this down.
No worries, man.
That's pretty nice of you, man. That's pretty nice. King. King is real talented, man. I can vouch for him. But go ahead. Y'all take care of business.
Okay,
I'm just going to be getting ready to play his song again.
All right, that'll be Trent Stevenson. And that phone number is 256.
Hold on one
four.
Second.
Oh, you're good.
256. What else?
491.
491. Okay.
3708.
708, and then can you spell out that name for me?
Trent, T-R-E-N-T.
T-R-E. Okay.
And Stevenson, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay.
And, man, message me on social media, whatever. I'm available on there, so look me up, send me a DM or something, or get in touch with Trent about booking any work or shows or anything.
Okay.
Or me.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely be sending you some requests today, and so I definitely am glad that you came onto the show. Brian and his audience are really great people. We definitely support everybody. I know I definitely like to support everyone as well. And so I'm glad you came on. And so I look forward to working with you. I just recently signed a distribution deal with Sony Orchard. And so I've been working closely with them right now. We're trying to close out a deal. And I just recently wrote out a business plan and everything. And so I'm just looking forward to the future right now. So it was definitely nice meeting you and talking to you. And I'll let you get back to your interview.
Heck yeah, man. Thanks so much. It was awesome to talk to you. And I appreciate the opportunity. And I'd love to do some work together. Just hit me up.
Wow.
All right. And by the way, I do. And by the way, yeah. I do own a Fender guitar. So only thing is, I just gotta learn how to play it.
Wow!
I can. If there's anything I can do, man, I'll show you how to do that.
Yeah.
You're one of the nicest people, man. King knows earlier we had eight celebrities come in here, music promoting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Guns, I mean, I could keep saying not Guns Roses, but Hall and Oates and Iron Butterfly, blah 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 blah. I'm not going to drop any names.
Right.
But I'd like you to know that, you know, they came on this show. They did. Uh-oh. Did you drop, Caleb? Caleb?
I'm still on.
Oh,
can you hear me?
You're still on? Yeah. Robin, are you here? I'm sorry. I got to do it. Yeah, Robin dropped. So I'm just saying you're one of the nicest, man. We had a group here, very popular. We're not going to say who it was. And I invited my friends like King. I said, this guy's great. Everybody knew who he was. We were fans. And he was a bastard. And it was so hard to interview him. It's like, hey, welcome to the show. Oh, hey, thank you, Mike Bryan. I'm a big fan of your work. Well, okay. Okay. I go, oh, this is going downhill from here. And I said, and then we tried to play a game with his song, because he has a whole catalog. And we tried to play a game of guess what song. And, you know, we tried to have fun with him. And I go, well, do you want to play? No, I don't want to play. Okay. So I said, do you have any questions? So we opened up the board. We have questions. And people will say, hey, you know, I'm a big fan. And he goes, yeah. Tell me, you know, I've been in business for 5 years, and I'm still trying to make it. What suggestion you give me? And he would say, get another job, dude. Get a day job because you're not going to make it. It was true. It was true. If you didn't make it in 5 years, get a day job. Get the hell out of music. I'm going, come on. And then I got in. I said, now, here's what hurt me. I said, you know, give them a break. I mean, they're fans. Brian, it's early in the morning. I know it's early in the morning, but they're fans and everything. I don't care. I got things I got to do. If they, you know, I go, okay, let's take one more question. I'm trying to settle the guy down. A girl. I'm a big fan of yours. Oh, yeah. You know, I love the way you write your song and everything. Yeah, I write my own songs. What do you think I do? You think I'm an idiot? I go, oh, shit. And he kind of went after her. You know, what kind of brain cells do you have? I bet you're blind. You know, he's just kind of, I go, you're kind of rude. Okay, you're kind of rude because they're a big fan of yours. Well, long story short, we got at it. And I go, okay, you're going off the air, and I never did this before. You're going off the air. Okay, fine. And this guy was known to be a tough guy, like Slipknot and stuff like that. Then he starts crying to his agent, Brian, kick me off the air. I've never been kicked off the air like this. So the agent gets mad, calls my producer of the show, says, Brian lost his damn mind. Why would he kick off an artist like this? And she says, I don't know. I would fix Brian. Brian's on medication. Okay, because it's on me now. And then she gets a call again from CBS. Apparently, he was connected to CBS, and some of the executives from CBS Records were listening to the show, and they got mad at me. So there you go.
Wow.
But you're one of the nicest people around, Caleb, man. And I want to thank you for your time. And I'm going to play your song. We're going to play the song one more time. And then he'll tell us where he's going to be appearing, where we can get the song, and maybe go on his social media to support him, because that's what we do. And here it goes. And can you tell me the title of the song, Caleb? Is it Muscle Shores?
This song is called Muscle Shoals, and then it's got a parenthesis, a singing river on the end of it. This song is out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, pretty much every platform.
It happened. Yes,
wow.
Sir, honey. It happened
on
one of...
We fired our technical guy. We got another guy who just came out of rehab. He's on crack. We'll try it again. Where can you get it? Where can you get the song?
It's on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube. It's on all the streaming platforms.
Wow. Wow. And here's the song. Enjoy.
Going fishing.
I want to ask you one more question. Caleb, has country music changed? I mean, there's some purists out there, you know, pure country. They stick to what country is. And has country changed at all in your book, what country used to be? And it's more rock or you know, I don't know how to say it. What do you think?
Man, I think a lot of what gets called country music now is just the new pop.
Right.
I agree.
I think it's where a lot of the true essence of country music is in rock and roll. And I think rock and roll's, we're trying to bring that back down here, a lot of folk, a more Americana type music. That's what country music is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
We live down here in the country, and people listen to that kind of stuff, man. So.
Mm-hmm. And you're from Alabama, right? Right,
that's right.
I'll tell you a story, really quick story, and I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I told it many times, but I'm sure you didn't hear it. I was going to do I never thought about the South. I was always afraid of the South. I live in California. Far south I was going to go is South L.A. I'm not leaving. I heard stories. So my executive producer says, okay, we got a gig. We're booking you, and you're going to go to Louisiana. I go, Louisiana? that's the South. You're going to go in Louisiana. I go, I don't know. They may not like me. They go, why wouldn't they like you? Well, I'm black and they sell ropes. He goes, are you kidding me? I read history. Stop it. Southern people are nice. I go, okay, I see movies. So I was really hesitant to go. So I go. So I go reluctantly. I do, and there's people from Kansas and Missouri and Louisiana and all over the Deep South. And it was packed, and I did the signing. I did the thing. I emceed the show. They ushered me out, and he had a red carpet. I did an interview with the local news. And so my executive, and I looked at the corner, and it was this beautiful lady, a beautiful Southern lady. And I, like I said, my mother's from the South. She's from Georgia. And I go, what a beautiful Southern belle. And she was with the guy. I go, oh, that sucks. So I kept doing my thing, and then my executive producer goes, you know that girl you're staring at? I go, yeah, the one with the big boobs? Yeah. Yeah, what about her? She wants to give you a BJ. I won't say it that's her. I go, she wants to give me a what? She wants to give me a BJ. She said to me, like, I like him. I'll suck his dick. I go, now I feel like Elvis. This is how rock and rollers feel, you know? And I thought, how nice. Southern folks are sore hospitality. He goes, stop it. They're so nice. What nice people. What nice people. They show their hospitality very nicely. I just thought, and that really happened, Caleb. I'm just saying, how nice. It never happened, but it's just nice that they want to reach out to you and make you feel like home. That's what, and I had the best time in Louisiana. I had the best time in Louisiana. I haven't been to Alabama. I would like to do it. I'd like to go. I feel good with the South. And it sounds like fun. I probably would. I probably would. Maybe I'll do a gig there. You know, maybe when Caleb is in concert, I'll surprise him. I'll be the one wearing his T-shirt. I don't know. Who knows?
Man,
but,
come on out. We're doing a festival on like May 25th, we're doing a festival down here in town, so come on out. Everybody here is nice. Some of the best-looking women in the world in North Alabama, Southern Tennessee. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always heard that. I've always heard that. And I live here. We get through.
Well, of course.
I mean.
Well, Robin, you're very good-looking, so I know that for sure.
Well, thank you, but I'm old. I'm old.
You're not old. You're only you're still in your 30s, early 30s. Don't listen to her,
I'm
Caleb.
I'm not in my early 30s.
You're not even old enough to go to Caleb's show. You're not even, you have to show ID just to get in. Caleb, thank you so much for coming in. And like I said, you have a minute or 2 minutes, whatever you want to promote, whatever you want to do, or something we didn't go over that you want to get across. It's all your time, Caleb. It's up to you. You got the spotlight.
No, man. Thanks so much for having me on. I'll come on anytime. If there's anything I can promote, it's just go outside and talk to somebody today if you're out there. Go out and be outside and enjoy being alive today, man. Go listen to some good music.
Mm-hmm. I do have one question.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
What school did you go to?
I went to play football in college at a Skinner University down in Alabama, and then I was in law school. I was in law school there too as well for a little while.
Really? I meant what high school? Are you from the South
area? Oh, I'm so sorry. I went to Rogers High School, and I went to the same high school as Jason Isbell.
Oh, well, I've been to Rogers High School many times. I'll tell you, this will tell you how old I am. I graduated from Coffee.
Okay.
If you even remember that, you probably are too young to remember that at school.
No, I remember Coffee. I know a lot of people that went there.
Well, that's good. Yes, I was next to the last graduating class before they closed it. So.
Okay, awesome.
So you may know some of my friends, especially that are in the music industry.
I'm sure I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small world, man. You know, music brings people together. The music and just art bring people together when they think they are so far, but they're really so close. And, you know, you probably do know some of her friends, and I'm sure he knows some of your friends. And wow. Really? I will be there soon, and maybe we can all be friends. I hope I'm welcome over there. Good.
For sure.
Last question. Yeah, we got to let him go, guys. He's a celebrity. But, King, did you have one last question you want to ask him before we let him go? He's been so nice, and he stayed a little longer than usual, but
yeah,
I think you had something wanted to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the song. It reminds me of when I used to go to the Wheatland Jam concerts here in Winfield, Kansas. My uncle and his wife, you know, they would go camping almost every year. They would bring a lot of different people in. A lot of different people would come into town and perform, and they would have, like, the Wheatland Jam concerts and the bluegrass festivals and all that stuff. And so that music just brings back memories when I used to go camping with them. So I really enjoyed that good old country music.
Yeah, man. That's the spirit of that song for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And again, remind people how to get your music again, because that's what you're here for, Caleb, and maybe a website or a social media page you want to promote or anything before you go?
Man, every music I've put out, I have everything's under my name, Caleb Story, on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and if you want to get in touch with me, look me up on Instagram, Facebook, under my name, Caleb Story, Story. Weird spell.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Caleb Story. Thank you for coming, my friend. And any time that you want to come in the studio, you want to promote. And I am serious. We do reach worldwide. We have a large audience. And if you want to target a particular area, let me know. Come on in the studio if you have another song that you want to promote or a tour. This is where you go. We're friends.
Of course, man. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Anytime,
you
my friend. Thank
you. Get in touch with me, and I will get you booked.
Robin's
course,
the best.
Just...
Yeah.
Thank you.
She is. She knows. She's in it. Yeah. Anytime you want to do it, get in contact with Robin. And you guys listening to my voice out there, because we have another celebrity coming in thanks to Robin. So, and all you other independent people out there, get a hold of Robin Cox, everyone, and she'll book you on this show. And we'll have a good time. Thank you, Caleb. And we'll be right back with more stuff that I observe you humans do. Unbelievable. Not from this planet. I'll talk to you there. Caleb, thank you so much, my friend, and good luck to you.
Thank you, guys. Peace out.
Mind me. everybody. This is JC, a.k.a. Triple Threat here. And when I get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Hey, this is Torito with Triple Threat Productions. When I want to get my crazy fix, I tune into Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
Wow. I should have. I have 4 or 5 of these IDs, and I keep forgetting. I'm going to ask King to do one. I think I did ask King to do one, but I didn't get it on the air. But I should ask our musical guests if they would do a radio ID for us. And I let them go, and Aaron and Caleb, and they're great guys, man. You know, they're great performers. That would have been nice because I can promote them every time I play their ID. Great guys, really good guys. We're back, everybody. Welcome back. I should have done that. I should have. You know, some songs are racist. Can a song really be racist, or can we just see the racism in the song? I asked you that question. Do we just see the racism in a song, or the song's racist? What do you think, Robin? Because you're in the music industry, and I'll go to King and Pat too, but. Can a song be racist, or we just see the racism in the song?
I don't know. I guess it all depends on how it is received, how it's I guess the individual listener, I'm sure, would
okay,
be
let
the
me
one,
play,
you know.
Okay, mm-hmm. let me play a song, because I like it.
Okay.
And somebody said, that's racist. I'm going, what? Maybe you just see racism in the song, because I like the song. I'm going to play the song, and you tell me if it's racist. Listen to this. Remember this one? Remember this one? Now, he says, Funky Chinatown. Wait, let me get the lyrics. And you get, see, we changed. The world has changed of what's racist, what's not racist, what's cool, what's not cool, what you can say, what you can't say. And it almost changes like every generation. You know, they update us, saying, you know, that's not cool. You can't say a retard anymore. We used to say retard. You can't say retard anymore. We used to say homeless. You can't say homeless anymore. It's unhoused. We used to say you're hungry. We can't say you're hungry anymore because it's now as food insecure. You get what I'm saying? We used to say trash man. The trash man used to come. You can't say trash man. The sanitation officer will come around. You get out. So we seems like every 10 years we update stuff. So stuff that we like is like, and so because it was a young guy says, Brian, that's a racist song. I go, it's not racist. And then I have to pull up the lyrics, and you'll hear it because I didn't hear the racism in his song. King, you know what I'm saying? Let me see. Here we go. Here we go. Now, I'll go to each one of you guys. You tell me if this is racist. Everybody with kung fu fighting. We're good. We're good. Those kicks were fast as lightning. Good. We're still good. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Uh-oh. We're still good. They fought with expert timing. Okay, we're back. Here we go. I'm going to say the line of the song, and you tell me. They were funky Chinamen. Come funky Chinatown. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to go to King. Is it racist, King, or no racist? They were.
You know,
what do you think?
It's really hard. It's really hard to tell. I really can't tell if it is or not. I just know, you know, if you listen to the words, you know, you just kind of you have to go by what the words are saying. So I really don't know. I've never really paid attention to that, you know, but I do know there are some racist songs out there.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of people think the Ballad of Curtis Lowe is a racist song, but if you really listen to it, it's not. They had a great affection for Curtis Lowe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. King's going to give you a pass. He's a nice guy that way. He'll give you a pass. I'm sitting there. I'm saying this is on the borderline. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. Pat, Does that play racism in your country, or does that sound like, oh, come on, Brian? What do you think?
Well, there's not much racist in my country.
Okay, okay. But does that sound a little harsh, funky? I mean, if you call somebody a Chinaman, back in the day, in the Western days, a Chinaman was a slur. Do we all agree? No? Is it just me?
I don't think it was. I think that's just kind of how they were, you know, referred to because they were from China.
Okay.
I mean, they were.
And
they weren't smart enough to know what Chinese meant. They didn't probably never even heard the word Chinese.
Okay. That's fair. And it goes, it's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part, from a fint into a slip and kicking from the hip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kicks were facts of fighting. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. Here comes the big boss. Let's get it on. No racism. Okay. Funky Billy Chin and Sammy Chong. Okay. So I was just wondering what people see in songs. And it was just interesting to me. King goes, I'll tell you something really racist.
Okay.
You really want to hear it, Brian. Do we still have Pat and Robin? You're in the studio, right? Pat and Robin?
I'm here, Brian.
Okay.
I'm just having a mood.
Oh, no.
I'm going to be with you guys. I went to the doctor.
Okay.
I'm not
happy. You want to talk off air, or is it something you can discuss?
Oh, it's just because of all the drug addicts. They've taken away my morphine. Okay? Now they're putting me on this shit. They put me on gabapentin, right? Gave me temper tantrums. Oh, and it's addictive.
And it'll make you go crazy, too.
Oh, I lost my shit on that. And now I go back today and I tell him that, and he puts me on some shit called Lyrica.
Oh, that'll even make you go
just
blind and crazy.
I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I have morphine? Morphine works. It doesn't do anything to you. This stuff kills your liver, kills your kidneys.
Yeah, I mean,
what the hell is the matter with this guy?
It's been really rainy the past few days, and I've been miserable. And, I mean, last night I was thinking to myself what I wouldn't do for some morphine. I said that's when I only miss it is when it gets, you know, the weather gets really bad because I ache everywhere, and nothing will stop it except for the morphine.
Jeez.
But, no, can't get it. In the U.S., you pretty much can't get it unless you're on hospice, not for an extended period of time.
Yeah, I know. This is stupid.
It is.
This is stupid. What are they doing to us?
Well, the thing is, addicts are going to get their drugs. They're going to
well,
come up
Well,
they with...
can all go die for all I care.
Well,
bunch
I don't
of
feel
losing.
Any different than that. I don't feel any different than that. I mean, you know, they should not take medication away from people who need it because of people who can't control themselves.
That's what I'm saying. This is just, it's not right.
And I will say this, in this area, we did not have a heroin problem until they pulled all the doctor's licenses. And then it started coming in through Huntsville. But we never had a heroin problem in this area or a fentanyl problem in this area until they did that. And that's because addicts are going to get their drugs. They're going to. They're going to find it. They're going to steal it. And they're going to go wherever they have to get it.
I think we have breaking. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Robin.
I mean, it's true. Addicts are going to get their drugs. They're, you know, it's the people that can't go out and find it and, you know, spend hours and all this money looking for drugs and things. You know, it's ridiculous the way they do people.
Well, I hate to interrupt this. We got breaking news. It is, and we'll continue that.
Oh,
and we will continue that. We will continue that conversation. Yes, you're right. But yes, you're right. We will continue that conversation after this. I'm going to read it. This is shocking to me. I didn't know the guy was even sick. Here you go. Breaking news. Breaking news. I'm going to have a second show. Some of you guys already heard about it. Some of you didn't. But, my God, thank you, Laverne, for giving me a new story. O.J. Simpson dies at 76 years old.
Oh, he does? He did?
Yeah. Yeah, O.J. Simpson died. And here it is. A former NFL star who was acquitted of murder in 1995 died of cancer. O.J. Simpson died of cancer.
I do believe he had something to do with his ex-wife's death, or his wife at the time, her death. I do. I don't think he was completely spotless on that one.
You know,
because it was just too convenient, both her and her lover.
Yeah. I just found a story. I was saying it yesterday. It seems like every story when people were dying, there has to be something going on. People are dying of cancer. O.J. Simpson, NFL star turned suspect murderer, has died, according to a statement by his family. He was 76 years old.
Mm-hmm.
On April 10th, when was that? Yesterday? Our father, Orytho James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children, grandchildren, and a jury. No, it's not funny. I was going to say something, but I was going to do it. Jury of his peers. But he was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. Really? Simpson was found not guilty. And then we went into the what kind of cancer was it? Oh, fuck. Seriously? Oh, I'm on here. I said the F word. Huh?
You did that more than once.
Yeah. It was surprising. I always wanted to know what kind of cancer a person has because, you know, I'm battling cancer, you know? I'm
you
still
are?
Living with it. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. It's like a lot of people, right? I don't talk about it a lot because people take that news weird. It's like, oh, Brian, no, O'Brien, I'm fine. You know what I mean? But when I read stories, my first thing I'm going to be interested in is what kind, because there's a lot of cancers out there. When did it happen? How long did he have it? What treatment did he have? Because I base it on what I'm going through, right? Because I'm thinking rich people. Thank you, sweetheart. Rich people who have all this stuff available to them and they can't fight it. What chance do I? So I think that in my head, right? So it says prostate. Despite a verdict and blah blah blah, we already know about the verdict. But we know that blah blah blah. Bringing an acting media career that made him a huge celebrity. Blah blah blah. But he still in a poor message from who's that? It doesn't say here, so I'm wondering, my girlfriend, Pat, did it tell you what kind of cancer it was? What did it say?
For which, for me?
Did it tell you the kind of cancer that O.J. Simpson died of?
No, I didn't see that. No, I just saw a banner across my iPad that said he was dead.
Yeah.
I could look it up for you.
I'm doing it now as we speak. Anybody shocked here? I'm kind of shocked, but
surprise!
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I got it. I dig a little deeper. O.J. Simpson's cancer death live update. NFL star turned turned murder suspect has prostate cancer. Prostate. Ooh. That's what I got.
But now I know some people who have lived through that.
Wow. And I'm going to see if he's doing anything different than I'm doing. Who became, but who cares? The former NFL star died Wednesday in Las Vegas where he went chemotherapy. I'm not doing chemo. After a prostate cancer diagnosis, his family was confirmed he was under chemo. I don't really care, but we already know about his. I want to know how long he had it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I could dig a little deeper. That is weird, man. And you know, so that's what you think. Don't you think we all have problems, you know? Robert's mm-hmm. battling pain, and you just heard what Pat is battling right now. So we all have something. So if I do a story on pain meds and what they do to the body, you guys will be interested because you'll compare what you're going through with another person going through. So it's the same
mm-hmm.
thing.
I had to take 16 weeks of classes on pain, like
right.
I didn't already know it.
Right.
What? Mhm.
Wow. I'm just shocked. I mean, you're getting my natural reaction on the air because if I was up the air, I'd be going, wow. They said he was in good health in the final video before cancer death. How long did he have the cancer? I want to know.
Got him?
Right.
Was
despite
it
his
infection? Was it the cancer or was it the chemotherapy?
Right.
Because human body.
Right. I was just reading the other day. Shannon Doherty? Am I pronouncing her name Shannon Doherty?
Yeah.
Who played on Charm and 90210? Her.
Uh huh. Yeah, I remember her from 90210 back years ago.
Yeah, she just came out last week saying she's preparing to die because she's been battling cancer now for like 12 years. And she says this, it came back to her at stage 4. She's preparing to die. So I just read her thing. Yeah. I just read her thing, and now I'm hearing this. And it's like, see what he's doing
she was one of Aaron Spelling's pets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I need to get up on this story. I want to know how long he had it. Oh, here's his video. Here's OJ's last words. Here's OJ before he goes to hell. Let me see his last words. Let me see here. Okay, here we go. Here's OJ. This is right before he died.
Beautiful day it is here in Las Vegas. Even though the game is indoors, it wouldn't matter, but still, nice to have a beautiful day like this. Hey, X-World, it's me, yours truly. Boy, what a beautiful day it is here in Las Vegas. Even though the game is indoors, it wouldn't matter, but still, it's nice to have a beautiful day like this. Hey, let me take a moment to say thank you to all the people who reached out to me. My health is good. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with some issues. But, hey, I think I'm just about over it, and I'll be...
He said that 2 months before his death, my health is good. I like a little warning, please. I don't want to all of a sudden be talking to you guys and all of a sudden go, boom. Well, we'll go back to a commercial now, and next week we'll have another guy hosting the show. I like that warning. He did 2 months. 2 months. This video was 2 months before his death. Mm-hmm. 2 months. And this is how, wow.
Wonderful day it is here in Las Vegas. Even though the game is indoors, it wouldn't matter, but still, it's nice to have a beautiful day like this. Hey, let me take a moment to say thank you to all the people who reached out to me. My health is good. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with some issues. But, hey, I think I'm just about over it, and I'll be back on that golf course hopefully in a couple of weeks. But it was very nice hearing from you and hearing those good, positive words. Thank you. Now, as far as the game goes, obviously, my prediction is not hope. I'm basing it on who's on the field. I see a 24-20 win by the 49ers. And that, as I said, that's not hope. I'm basing that on the quality of the players that probably Mahomes. But I'm pleased. I hope you were with friends, the ones who are not going to the game at the event. Well, we got a few more hours, and we'll know. Please, I hope you were with friends, the ones who are not going to the game. And, hey, just it should be a great game with all the great players that are involved. Hey, God bless. Take care, and I hope your team wins, if that your team is the 49ers. God bless. Take care.
Wow. That was his last video. 2 months later, dead. How does that happen? Because, you know, the thing with cancer, okay, let me get this out. The thing with cancer is it goes in stages, what I understand. Mm-hmm. And if he was in that stage, sweetheart, did it say how long he had it?
I'm sorry?
Did he say how long he had it?
He didn't. He said when he was in Las Vegas.
He made a video saying he's well, he feels good, blah, blah, blah. 2 months, and then 2 months later, he falls over dead. But he and what other actor we had this week had throat cancer, just died recently. I forgot who it was. Something's going on that there's too many people. Too many people are getting this. I mean, it doesn't even sound rare anymore. Something's going on. Let me see if he gets it. I'm sorry, Pat. We're going to get right to you in a little bit. I just have to dig in this a little bit while we're on this, trying to find out what he had prostate cancer, but how long did he have it? He recently caught cancer. How do you recently catch cancer? In May 2023, last year. Simpson posted a video on X or Twitter, then known as Twitter, revealing that he had recently caught cancer. How do you recently catch cancer?
That's what recently. I'm saying. I thought it developed. It's not contagious.
It says, and what he did is he had to do the whole chemo thing. He added, it looks like I beat it. See, that's the thing. Cancer will fool you. Cancer, middle of the night, go, hey, Brian. Yeah, you know me. Who are you? I'm cancer. Dude, I thought we got rid of you. No. I've never gone. I just hit behind this other organ. What organ is that? I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out. Goodbye, Brian. Bye, cancer. But, you know, you hear about it all the time, right? People go in remission, and people don't. There's people living with it. And then I see the bald-headed babies at St. Jude, and I go, baby, bald-headed babies. And now I'm afraid of bald-headed babies. I'm afraid of gnomes, and I'm afraid of and bald-headed babies. It's like, uh-oh. And you know, when they put it, when they put the little thing around their head, the little bonnet around their head, and their head sticks from there, it's like, that's not a good look, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not a good look for the bald-headed baby. Don't put a little dome now. He looks weird. Those commercials keep playing all the time. All the time. And God bless St. Jude. God bless St. Jude. God bless St. Mm-hmm. Jude. Just a miracle.
And
God bless them. God bless those babies.
Is a good hospital. Although I will say this, my cousin who lived in Texas, she was a judge and had her own law firm. She spent out of pocket more than $1 million and still died.
That's the thing, man. You know,
over
and I look at this.
$1 million.
Sure.
Had government insurance. And that
yes.
was what she paid out of pocket.
Yes. And so when I see it, see, that's what I'm saying. I would like it like, you know, well, Bezos had it and he got rid of it. It's like, okay, I got to make a lot of money to get rid of this. But, you know, when you hear major stars and major this and the people with all the money around them, the best doctors
wealthy.
In the world,
mm-hmm.
the wealthy people, the best doctors all of a sudden. And here's what he says. Seriously, he added, it looks like I beat it. What does that mean? See, that's the thing with I'm finding out about cancer, and I already know what I'm on, and I already know what goal I'm doing. I already know what they said about me. I already know that, right? So there's going to be a part where people, and you know what you know about people who have cancer, they count 5 years. Number five is very important. Number five is very important. And they count mm-hmm. your life by 5 years. They go, well, 60% in 5 years, you 60% you will live in 5 years. Oh, okay, you're still over 50-50. And then they go, 10 years, 30%. What? And then they go, 15 years, 15%. What? 20 years, bye-bye. But I don't know, because see, Shannon Doherty had it for like 15 years, 16 years. It depends on the cancer you have, right? But the cancer can fool mm-hmm. you, because cancer can say, I'm gone, I'm hiding, I'm gone. And they said, guess what? You're, and then you always hear it came back. Mm-hmm. Just like an ex-boyfriend. That motherfucker has to come back in my, just like an old boyfriend, old girlfriend. What, bitch? You came back. Yeah, I came back.
Yeah, and follows you around like a hank.
It does. And before mm-hmm. I got diagnosed, I kept thinking, and I said this. I said this to one of my executive producers on the show, and this before I got diagnosed, because she told me, I swear to God this happened, and this is karma. Don't ever do this. So she tells me that her good friend that she loved very much had cancer. Now, I was not diagnosed at the time. And I go, what? You know, so he's living with cancer. And then it was stupid, and I put pet names to people. So I called him Captain Chemo, which should not be funny, right? Now, this is before I knew I was diagnosed, right? But I didn't mm-hmm. mock him that much, but I did. Oh, my God, you know. Thank God I don't. 3 weeks later, I was diagnosed. That's just not funny. That's just not funny. And it's like, wow. So, I don't know. But what, and you say the whole same thing. It says, when he says, it looks like he caught cancer, he did the whole chemo thing. And he added, it looks like I beat it. And a lot of cancer people said, it looks like I beat it. No, you didn't, foo. And but Simpson didn't specify the nature of the cancer. He didn't specify the nature of the – I don't know what that means. And it's – and it, oh, well, here it is. Okay, cancer, but it's not – what? Okay, maybe go – I'm sorry, guys. If I get bored, just say, Brian, this is boring. But I'm just trying to find out the root of this. It says – oh, they went through the whole murder thing I'm interested in. Okay. Wow. Wow. See, so I compare what he is going through, what I'm going through. First of all, I'm not doing chemo. So that's different. I'm not 76. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
Third, there's certain stages of cancer, and I'll talk about it because maybe I'm talking about it now because I don't want to talk about it. I usually don't talk about it. So if anybody's out there, so I'm sure now that is so familiar with people that it's probably like you know a friend or you know somebody, your friend knows a friend or somebody you're connected to will be diagnosed with this. I am convinced, and I'm sorry. I'm convinced
of it. Well, I've already died from it.
Yeah. Who did?
I will say this. And this I've known several. My cousin died from cancer. Well, two cousins. My grandmother had colon cancer. Great-grandmother had colon cancer at 70. They went in and they did a bowel resection and put in a colostomy and said they didn't.
Right.
But you know when she died? After
what?
She turned 100, over 30 years later.
Oh, well, that's. But God bless her,
but
though.
But they
didn't
get it all at the time.
Well, that's
they didn't get it. Mm-hmm.
But was that a cause of her death, cancer? Was she lived till she was 100?
No. She was over 100 years old. I mean, she had everything wrong with her. My granddaddy, he had a whole lung removed from lung cancer. Yes.
What?
Yes, he had to have an entire lung removed.
Damn.
And but that wasn't what got him. What got him was Celebrex. They put him on Celebrex, and it shut his kidneys down. And he died from kidney failure. years after the fact. But this is I'll tell you something I do know of another man, and I've known him. I knew him for a long time, well, several years, and he was all, he was one that was in chronic pain constantly,
right.
Could not
right.
get comfortable, couldn't nothing. I mean, and he would end up taking too much pain medication, and his wife would kept finding him and passed out. She'd call an ambulance. They'd take him to the hospital. Call him a
right.
drug addict, kick him out on his butt, and then after they did that the last time, finally he went back, and they started looking and found that he was in stage 4 cancer and died 2 weeks later. But because he was a drug addict, they didn't, you know, look for the source of the pain. They just belittled him and sent him on his way, and he's dead now because of it.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what you get. That's what you get if, when it comes to if you have chronic pain. Nobody takes you seriously. They don't look for any other root causes.
No,
especially
they don't.
If it's something new. Yeah, they
so
don't.
So you think they just put
you
on some kind of medication?
Dismissed him as an addict.
I said you're just labeled and shoved to the side.
Exactly. You're pigeonholed into the addict category, and they consider you more of a pain in the ass than they do a patient. If you go to the ER complaining of pain and you're not running a fever or vomiting or obviously missing a limb, you will sit there for hours.
Mm.
For hours. It doesn't matter
how
busy they are.
I have. It was one time they sent me to another. I just did a CT, a CAT scan. They sent me to another
mm-hmm.
hospital for some. I had to go to another wing for some other X-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like 10 p.m., 11 p.m. And this hospital was a nice hospital. I don't know if you ever heard. It's one of the best hospitals around. It's called Cedars-Sinai Hospital. It's one of the best. And mm-hmm. so I went. We went into entrance, and they had patients on gurneys. I thought I was like in Vietnam War in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
so crowded that they were treating patients on gurneys in the hallway. You would go through. You would hear them moaning and everything, and they would escort us to the elevator, and we had to go between these people while they're getting hospital care
mm-hmm.
if they could.
Well,
it is like,
at least they
oh
got
my
care.
God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's my God. Now, Pat, before I go on the cancer thing, because I do have a couple of people who are listening who are in the medical field, you're mad at, they took you off what medication that you're really mad at? Because I want to understand the medication again that you were on.
I am. I got another one. No, I'm on the Lyric guy. He just put me on it.
I
was on this gabapentin crap that gave me a temper tantrum like you wouldn't believe. And now
wow.
he's giving me something almost the same.
Oh, no, that's worse. Lyrica is much worse. I will assure you that. You will get so confused that you cannot even navigate streets that you have roamed for years, and you will go blind. And that's the best part of it.
Oh, lovely.
You will go blind?
Oh, yeah, that's what it did that to me. It did to me.
What?
And
yeah.
So this is supposed to be painkiller.
Yeah, but you know what it's for, don't you? Fibromyalgia. And I'm not kidding. They did. They put me on Lyrica, and I could not navigate my – I was lost. I'd get on the road that I had traveled for since I was a baby and forget completely where I was. And then, of course, it made it even worse because I couldn't see. And it took
oh,
a
shit.
Week to get that out of my system, and I had only been on it for 5 days, and it took a week. It took 7 full days for it to get out of my system.
Really?
Yes.
And
that was after
they took you off the morphine, and they gave you something, and you're pissed off. You're really pissed off. Is it because they took you off the morphine, and they kind of wean you on something, another medication? Is that why you're pissed?
They took me off morphine a year and a half ago because of all the addicts.
Yeah.
Not because it was bad for me, it because of all the addicts.
Other people. Yeah, it's because of other people.
Right.
And then I hear about,
so now they're giving us this crap that can destroy our bodies. But
exactly.
It's not working, so it's okay. Fucking idiots.
They are. And then, they really are. And then I hear on the news about people who got addicted to this medication wanting to turn around, and or their family members from someone who OD'd turn around and wants to sue the pharmaceutical company for compensation. Who's going to get money from that? Damn sure not them.
Then because the OxyContin epidemic.
Yeah. It's terrible. Like,
it
if
is.
You're a patient, you're treated like shit.
You are. You really are. And I've known people who have put guns to their heads and pulled the trigger and lived, and they told them they're not in pain, that they're crazy.
Well, that's you, yeah.
Yeah, they did it to me, and then locked me up in a psych ward for 5 days and put me on Lyrica, when that's how I know why it made me go blind.
Word of
God. Then when I got home, I couldn't even drive because I got lost in my own neighborhood.
And they expect me to take this shit, eh?
Yeah. And you do know gabapentin, that's neurontin, which also causes suicidal ideations.
Wow.
And it may make
I had homicidal.
Well, I mean, it can do that too. It can change your brain chemistry. But when they had me on it, I was shaking worse than my daddy, and he has Parkinson's disease.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
I nearly
that's
put out my eye
up.
with the mascara wand one time.
I know you guys are on the medication. Is there any cure for what you guys have, or you think you'll be on your medication for life? What do you think?
I'm not on that medication anymore because I can't get it.
Well, it's true. And if you have back pain or muscle aches or whatever, that's not going to go away, is it? I mean, some people have back problems and they're on pain meds.
No, it doesn't go away.
No.
Right?
It doesn't.
Damn.
It just gets worse, actually.
Yeah, as you grow older,
As you get older, it gets worse. I know. I've been dealing with this for 20 years now, and it's just gotten worse.
God.
I was 19
Damn.
Years old when I had major back surgery. I just turned 19. I had to quit college, quit work. It was devastating. And then the pain never went away. It just got worse.
I'm sorry to hear that, Robin, and rough. And I'm sorry to hear that, Pat. I know it takes a little while to adjust to the medication, and I know what you mean, because each new medication has different side effects, and your body's getting used to it, and it's scary because you're thinking, this is not as powerful as the other one was. My body's used to the other one, and I can function with the other one, and now you change it because of some idiots who are drug addicts, and now you change my medication?
Yeah.
Are you crazy?
Because
I mean, how are you feeling?
Well, the point is, Brian, the opiates don't destroy your liver and your kidneys, but this stuff does.
Did you do the research on it, or did the doctor tell you that?
No, I just looked it up. I'm not happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am a very unhappy camper right now.
And
I can understand
you.
It.
I don't blame you. I'm angry for you because it's not right.
And then he says, come back in a month. Yeah. Well, if I go back there with a temper, he's going to see it.
You probably won't be able to make it there. You won't be able to see or find the doctor's office.
Oh, John will get me there.
Yeah, I bet. I hope you don't have those severe side effects like I did. But if you do, stop taking it immediately and call them.
Or
I'll
I will, because
the
gabapentin made me really nasty.
Well, I mean, that, like I said, it made me shake, and it made me cry and just go crazy.
And that's Lyrica, eh?
Well, that was gabapentin. Lyrica made me go blind and so confused I could not navigate my own neighborhood.
Jesus, Murphy.
Yeah, that's what I said. This is worse.
That's disgusting. And they're putting me on it.
Well,
yes, they're doing it, and they're doing that to you.
Wow.
But Lyrica is a relatively new drug, so therefore pharmaceutical companies are pushing it.
Wow. I'm sorry, ladies.
We can thank Trump for no longer having Opana, which was even better than morphine is for pain. He called it the devil and had it outlawed.
And how did Trump kill that?
He called Opana the devil and had it outlawed to where it could not be made or marketed or sold. And that was oxymorphone. That was it was morphine and oxycodone. It was a mixture of morphine and oxycodone. Actually, it had a little bit of everything in it.
Wow.
And hydromorphone is dilaudid. That's like hydrocodone and morphine, but on a different... less strong scale. Yeah, they gave me that, the 8 milligram Dilaudid 4 times a day for breakthrough pain when I was still on my morphine.
Yeah, I had 2 milligrams 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was
for breakthrough too.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm stunned that they're putting me on another stupid one.
And dangerous.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen if you get to where you can't see and fall down the stairs?
Wow.
Well, people get sued, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm sorry that you guys are going through that.
No,
you know,
it's funny,
people.
There's millions out there that's going through it, too.
Yes, and there's a lot of pain management that has to go with it. And it is traumatic when they take you off of the medicine that you're used to. Yeah.
Those pain clinics, they're horrible. It's like a meal. You go in, you pee before you can even see the doctor or talk to anyone. You have to pee in a cup like a parolee or like you're on probation, and you have to do exactly as they tell you. You can't have pot in your system. You can't have anything in your system that's illegal. And if it's illegal in that state, nope, you can't have it. Or that you don't get your medication.
Well,
I can't get good meds no matter what I get.
No. Mm-hmm. You can't hear either. Like I said, unless you're dying and on hospice, you don't.
Well, you know, it. I guess we have to go sometimes, but, you know, living with pain. You know, you would have a choice if somebody says, would you like to live in pain all your life, or would you like to go peacefully into the night? What would you choose?
Peacefully.
Sometimes.
Peacefully.
Depends, yeah. I guess it depends on some nights and some days, a good day, bad day, right, that you would make that decision,
mm-hmm.
right? Wow.
Mm-hmm. And
wow.
then, like, I don't know about others, but when the weather's bad and it's rainy, like it has been
yes.
all week,
yeah.
it's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Robin. I'm sorry that you're going through this. And Pat, I know your trauma, man. I know your trauma. You're going to get through this, and I'm sorry that you're going through this. I would be just as pissed off. I don't know if your recourse is to see another doctor, get another diagnosis, or complain to your doctors. You can't?
It can't, because the system up here, I mean, they've
mm-hmm.
just gone absolutely stupid about pain meds.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, okay.
That's how it is here, too. That's how it is here. They would rather, you know, force
you
drug
know.
Addicts, which you can't force a drug addict to get clean if they don't want to. They would rather, you know, take away all the medication so nobody can get to it, and then, of course, have this big influx of dangerous street drugs. They would. This is what's happened, and that's because of it.
Yeah, yeah. And because of they clamped down on these doctors, you know, back in the day. I mean, there was a lot of doctors, let's just be honest, were just giving out medication. Yeah, and there were some good doctors who were monitoring your medication, and now they said, okay, screw this. We're not going to get our license. We're not going to, you know.
But the government is the cause of it. The medical board. And people who have no business being in other individuals' health care, politicians are the ones that have caused this, because all of these people who, you know, gotten addicted and their family members, they want someone to blame other than the person. So they go and they gripe to their senators, their congressmen, and you know, the more and more complaints, well, that just, you know, that just makes them want to outlaw it even more because, oh, well, that's assured votes. If I go up against the pharmaceutical companies and all, yeah, mm-hmm, that's more votes.
It was,
are you on here,
you know,
good one?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
You know how they will do requested, you can get suicide through a doctor, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so when they took away my morphine, I wrote
right.
them a letter. I wrote mm-hmm. them a letter that I didn't know if I'd be able to manage after.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, they were willing to kill me rather than give me morphine.
Exactly. Mm. They are. And then they'll say you're suicidal because you're a drug addict.
You're suicidal from bloody pain.
Tell me about it. Yeah. And then they call you mentally ill because you do something drastic to end it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you're not in pain. You're just mentally ill.
Oh, they're unbelievable.
I thought it was just in the U.S. I didn't know Canada was this bad.
Oh, it happened right across the board. All of a sudden, the opiate scare, you know?
Yeah.
Just like they turned against marijuana in the 30s or
alcohol, prohibition, yeah, all of that.
Wow. Wow. Pat, I'm sorry that that happened. It must be something you can do, and I'm sorry yours too, Robin. But you know, when they take you up, your body is, you know, is working with a medicine you've been taking. Everything's fine, and then they take you off, and like Robin's, I mean, like Pat says, the medicine, the morphine that she was on, probably wouldn't have affected her kidney or her liver. Now they change her to a medication that could affect her kidney and liver. Am I getting that right, Pat?
Oh yeah. Yes, and do a lot worse.
Where's the sense in that?
Celebrex was a pain medication for arthritis. It was one of those non-narcotic ones. Vioxx was as well. You know why they took those off the market? Because they killed people. Mm. All these so-called safe non-narcotic painkillers that, they pushed so hard at one time and now you don't hear about it. It's because they killed people.
Well, I'm already on Cymbalta, right? So,
well, now that's an antidepressant. That's not like the
also a pain med.
Well, it is. It not really. It's duloxetine. It kind of it helps like with depression aches.
You guys are
They threw that at me, too. Trust me, I've taken that, too. It didn't really do me any good. It just made me want to cry all the time.
Wow. You know, for no reason. Well, you guys are sharing your experience. I remember, because I don't tell people about that, what I'm
That's
doing.
That's why I want to compose this book, because people
right,
need
you should.
I'm trying. It's hard getting people to want to that feel like telling.
But do it independent. Well, you can start it as a diary, maybe. Maybe just start the opening as a diary, how you feel. Then you go back in time. You know how a movie starts. You know, like kind of the ending, and then you go, "How did we get here?" You know, it could be interesting. The last where I am, and I say, okay, Brian's on cancer, and I'm going to thank King.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to call him my friend. I call him David. He knows what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. And I want to thank all the people, including Laverne, were there.
Yeah.
Because when you hear it, it's like, oh, God. We always think the worst. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing was happening is I've been doing this for 2 years. And then so mm-hmm. I went to, and they go, okay, well, we want you to go here. Because I was not happy. Like I was with Pat. I was trying. My insurance would not let me get to where we're because this guy was a specialist in big monkey. He goes, no, but we're going to take you to City of Hope. And over here, Pat, City of Hope is like St. Jude's. It's where they specialize in cancer treatment. It's called the City of Hope here in the States.
Is it a research hospital?
No, it's just. You know, they got the doctors who specialize in certain cancers, and they can treat you with this, you know. It's not a research hospital. It's just basically a treatment facility, maybe, a treatment facility.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go, okay, this is it. So go to the doctor, and the doctor goes, okay, I'm taking a look at this. And the first thing he goes, damn, you went through a lot. I go, yeah. He goes, okay, okay. I said, then he says, here's what we're going to do. I go, we could die. I go, okay, is there another option of dying? Yeah. Okay, what's the other one? Or we're going to put you on this thing called hormonal treatment, right? I said, well, what does that do? He goes, it'll make you not want to have sex. And I go, let's talk about the dying thing. I mean, is it pretty quick? Exactly. What? My pee-pee's not going to be – is it like quick death or is it lingering? He goes, are you serious? Kind of. He goes, okay, I'm gonna take you to – you're going to get your treatment here. And then I go – and I said, hey, doc, you know, I've been reading about people on chemo. He goes, you don't need chemo. Am I that bad? He goes, no. You don't need chemo. I go, well, we're going in. Here's the plan. So he goes, I'm not going to say anything. I go, shit. So we're going to take you to this other guy who's a specialist. I go, okay. I go into the other guy. Hello, other guy. Hello, Brian. So what's going on? Well, I'm looking at your chart. Holy Jesus Christ. I go, really, doc? Really? He goes, "I'm just joking." I go, "Don't do that."
Yeah, that's a good way to scare someone into dying.
Exactly. Scare this. I think I did a little poo-poo on his table. What? You know, you don't say that to a patient. He goes, "Here's what we're going to do. What you have is curable." And he goes, "What we're going to do with you is that we're going to put you on this, on these pills, and this, and it's going to lower your points. It's certain points where you're bad. Yours is not bad. It's very low, but it still should not have any points. So what we're going to do is we're going to give you some this hormonal therapy." I go, "Right." And I like this doc because he talks real. "And then we're going to zap it." I go, "Ow." "You're not going to feel the thing." He goes, "Okay." And I go, "What are we going to do?" He goes, "Because we're going to get your numbers down, and then we're going to kill the MF-er." And that's my doctor talking. I like him. I go, "We're going to kill it?" He goes, "You could be cured, man. You could be cured. We could kill this." I go, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "What about the pee-pee?" "We'll talk about your pee-pee later." Okay. But so that's where I am. So if you're wondering, I'm not going to leave it at that. They're thinking I could be cured. And they could kill what I have. I'm at stage 3. I'm not stage 4. I'm not worried. It's like, uh-oh. I'm at the curable rate. So that's where I am, guys. There you go. I just wanted to end it on there. Still freaks me out when I hear about people, you know, Princess, was it, who's the one, Britain, the Harry's wife.
I didn't know about her.
Not Harry's wife. Who is it? Who's the other, the royal?
William.
You know who I'm talking about.
William.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who?
William.
Yeah, his
yeah,
wife.
William's wife. William's wife. She has cancer. I forgot her name.
She does.
Kate Middleton.
Last name.
Yeah, and also the King Charles, man. After King Charles, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been sick a while.
But it is just so frequent now. I mean, it's just in my head. Next time you hear a death of a major star, and especially if they're in their 70s or 80s or whatever, I guarantee you cancer will be in there. Now, there's one article here that says O.J. Simpson, they don't know if the cancer killed him. I don't know what that's about. Something else. Now, I think he had a bad heart, if I remember right. He had a bad heart. He was suffering some other stuff. But there's one article that says, yes, he died, but they don't know if the cancer was the one that killed him. He was going through the chemo thing. I'm not going through the chemo thing. He had it. It looks like I beat it. It doesn't say that he had any kind of surgery, which I had surgery. So I don't know if he just went to chemo and thought he could beat it through chemo, and the numbers went down, and that's it. That took him. Because, man, oh, man, I went through the surgery. And then my girlfriend has to remind me, "Honey," I go, "Yes, baby." And she talks to me like a child, like I'm a child. "Tell me a story, Mommy." "Stop it." "You talk to me like I'm a child." She really does. She goes, "Honey." When they sing, it's like, "Don't condescend me, bitch." "Honey, yes." "Well, I did read the article." "Well, that's good." She goes, "Why are you mocking me? You're treating me like a child." "I am not." "Now sit still and sit up." "Okay." So, anyway, or you're not going to get a cookie. They don't have your cancer. Everybody's different. You know, he's not you. You're young. They're old. Every cancer is different. Everybody realize. And you have to keep reminding me of that. You know, you get, when people say there's certain stages of prostate cancer, there's certain stages of pain, there's certain stages of what Pat's going through, and there's certain stages of what you're going through. You know, we don't just, it doesn't start off that hard, but, you know, as we get older, it progresses. Something's going to take us. I just don't want to take, and I feel good, but you know the problem I'm having. I'm not going to say this. I have to read up on it. One of the side effects that I have is menopause. They go, Brian. I go, yeah. They go, Brian. I go, yeah. Brian, go, ah. Brian, yeah. Now, you're going to be on this, yeah? I got to warn you, Warmy, what? You're going to go through menopause like a woman. I go, what? I swear to God, that's what you guys told me.
Also, you get the hot flashes and not flashes.
Yes, it's happening. It is happening. It is happening.
Welcome to me last night.
It's happening.
I'm not even 40 yet.
Exactly.
You're poor girl.
I went, it's horrible. And I said, what? I go, like a woman. Yeah. What do you mean? Well, you're going to have the hot flashes. I go, well, what is that? Well, sometimes you're going to wake up in cold sweat, sweating, and then you're going to be cold, and you're going to be hot, and you're going to be irritable. And I go, is my balls going to retain water? He goes, don't be stupid. Okay. But so I had a doctor's appointment yesterday. I ran out there, and it's like 75 degrees. I'm sitting in her office, and my face was melting. Like an icicle.
Yeah.
I mean, like an ice cream cone. I was pouring down sweat. She looked at me. She goes, excuse me, let me put on my mask. I don't know what you got. And then the woman took my temperature. Yeah, it's like, you may have the fever. You might have some shit that we don't even know. Look, your face is melting in front of my face. What the hell? And I said, I'm on hormonal treatment. I should have a pass that said hormonal. And I'm melting. And then at night, all of a sudden, I'm fine. 5 minutes later, it's like, oh, I can't. Oh, it's so hot. It's so hot. I want to stick my face in the freezer. I want it. Mm-hmm. Like, oh. And then 5 minutes later, I'm too cold. I'm cold. I'm shivering. I'm cold. And then it's like 6 minutes later, 10 minutes later, I'm hot again. I'm sweating. It's like, no. Huh? Is that what it's like? Is that what it's like?
I thought I was coming down with something at first. I really did.
Yeah. And my breast is tender. I go, oh no, it's the menopause. And I go in. My girlfriend was working late at night, and I'm going in. I'm dripping with sweat. It's 12 midnight, you know. 12. I got the door open. I got the fan blowing. I got the air conditioning blowing at 12 midnight and the fan. And
right.
I do my another thing
used
like you.
My house 55 degrees year round.
Yes, and I'm still sweating. And I go in there because she thinks I'm so dramatic. I go in there because she's working. I go in there and I limp in there and she sees me. She goes, "What's wrong? Look at me! I'm going to kill you." Oh, you're going through the menopause. Yeah, I want to get out of my skin. Throw some ice on me. Do something. Honey, you're going to be well. How do I get through this? She goes, go give me some hints. I was sucking on ice. It's horrible. And then it's like, then I remember what the doctor said. Some men grow tits. I go, what are you talking about, doc? He said this. I go, man tits? Some men do. I go, uh-oh. So I started touching my, ooh, hey, these are nice. I'm sorry. They are kind of nice. I got to admit that. They are nice. I'm going to take these to the Pornhub. Oh, my God, they're sensitive and they're so nice and round. I'm taking this to Pornhub with me. I haven't really felt my breasts. And so I said, okay, this is the first time I felt my breast, right? And I'm going, there's a little growth there. I would say I'm about a B+ getting to a C.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
So I'll show you. I think they've grown to a point where I can't take a picture without a man bra because I feel like I'm sending you a nude. I mean, really, that's what I feel. I go, so they're tender. I'm sweaty now. I'm talking on the phone. It's hot. You know, I do the thing with the girls do. You know, when you have I get the long T-shirt that goes to my knees. I just put it over the fan and let it blow up my T-shirt. I'm going,
Yeah.
You guys ever do that?
Yep.
I can stick my face in the freezer, too.
Exactly. You did the face in the freezer. It's like,
You need to get you one of those little things you can freeze, those little patches,
right.
You know, they can, and keep them in there. And then when you get that, go and stick it straight to your forehead. It helps.
I know. My girlfriend played a joke. I was bending down. I have my shirt on. I have just my shirt. I'm hot. But it's a long shirt. So I said, I need something cold. So I'm looking in the refrigerator. I'm going here, and I'm going to the bottom shelf because I remember there's something cold, something like an apple, orange, something, right? So I'm bending down. She comes behind me like a man and started moving her hips to me, like boom, boom. Start bumping me. I go, what the hell are you doing? And as she was bumping me, my head was going further in the refrigerator, coming out the refrigerator, further in the fridge. I go, you freak, freak, stop it. So see how you like it. I see how you like it. Oh,
I've never met her before, but I can already tell you how I like her. She's funny.
Yeah, see how you like it. My God, woman. Wow. So I'm going through that. I'm going to menopause. And guys, I do not wish this upon you. The only thing I can say is please understand the ladies when they go through this. I mean, please understand them. I mean, we're out of our mind. I'm going to say it. I'm out of my mind. I want to get out of my skin. It's, I mean, 5 minutes, I'm sweaty. 2 minutes, then after that, I'm freezing. I'm freezing to death. I go, oh, my God. And then I get the cold air, and I go, oh, I feel good. All of a sudden, I'm heating up again. I'm hot again. I'm going, oh, I can't take it. And then I have to feel my chest like, worth it. No, I'm kidding. But, it's like, wow.
I think it was weird.
Yeah.
When I was 29, I started going through early menopause, and then it stopped.
Mm.
And then it started back again, like a couple of years ago. But it'll start,
really?
And then it'll stop. And a lot of it has to do with my weight. If I get down under 100 pounds, chances are
right.
I'm going to have the symptoms and all of that. But, if I get a little bit, you know, heavier or if I plump up, usually they go away and I'm, you know, back to normal, I guess. But, it, some reason, I don't know if that has something to do, if it messes with my hormones or something,
yep.
But yeah, sure enough, as soon as I drop down 100 pounds, I start the sweating.
Do you really?
And,
I got that.
Oh, yeah.
Girlfriend, I'm in the club.
I thought I was pregnant one time.
Wow.
I did, because I was 27 when it started, because I was 27 and I kind of, you know, I kind of got to thinking that, you know, I was like, something's not right. Something hadn't been around in a few months.
Wow.
And then I mentioned it to Ryan. He says, you know, now that you mention it, you know, I haven't noticed any tampon boxes in the bathroom. And then he got that panic look on his face, and I was already having that panic look on my face. So I went to Walmart, and I bought, like, 15 pregnancy tests.
Oh, shit.
And I peed on every stick, and it said, not pregnant, not pregnant, not pregnant. And I was like, well, I would hope it wouldn't, because I had already had a tubal.
Yeah.
I was like, I've had a tubal. If I get pregnant, Dr. Woodford's going to have some explaining to do. Because he's the one that did the surgery.
Wow.
But it did. It scared me because I was only 27. And then, of course, I went to the doctor freaking out, thinking, oh, God, I'm pregnant, you know. And, nope, not pregnant. I was, my menopausal hormone were elevated.
Oh, my.
The FSH was elevated, and that's what it was. But it sure gave both of us a good scare.
Wow. But this problem, that's an interesting story, but this menopause, that I call it menopause, and when he says that you will, because this treatment will make a man go through that, I'm going, because most men, I'm going, Okay, so tell me, is it just the flashes? Is it? I mean, does it? Is it your mood? Does your mood swing when you're in the menopausal or menopausal kind of thing?
None does.
You go from 0 to 60.
Oh yeah.
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 Does it really?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And it won't take hardly anything for it to do it either.
Wow. God, I'm going to turn into an idiot. I'm going to turn into a bipolar nutcase. Wow.
Yeah, you kind of feel like it. You kind of feel like it. And then, of course, you know, the water retention and the sweating and the shaking and all of that.
You're shaking, too. Is that part of the menopause? I thought it was the new medication.
Yeah,
because
you get soaked in sweat and then you get cold. And
yeah.
Shiver.
I'm shivering. I'm shivering like a little lamb that just got his ass shaved.
Yeah. And I'm thinking, yeah, I think I'm coming down with something. I got a fever. And
right.
I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah, black cohosh helps with that, although I would ask your doctor before taking it because it is a women's, you know, it's for menopause, but it is it's an herb, but it helps with that. It really does.
Wow. I mean, it's like, I don't know if it's sexy. Like, if you just met me at a bar, like, would you like to come? Oh, Brian, yeah, okay. All of a sudden, I come out like my face is melting. Dude, what's wrong with you? I'm going through menopause. What? Okay, I'm cold now. Let me get on the break. Get the fuck away from me. Come back here. I'm sensitive. I will kill you.
Your face doesn't turn beet red. My face turns beet red when I have one of those.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, my face, I do. I look like I'm about to have a heat stroke, and everybody else is looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with her?
Well, that's why I started cutting my hair so short.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No, I've got a washcloth.
Back of the neck.
I put a pencil through it because I got hot earlier. Well, and, of course, honey laying on me doesn't help. But she'll stretch out. Oh, man, there's times I have to just push her off. I'm like, you're too hot. Get off of me.
Wow. Well, I'm going to end our medical section, and we'll be talking about medical. You know, we will do a medical segment almost everything because there's a lot of things. Here's one. There's some bizarre stories. Here, how about this story? Two Alabama inmates returning from work. They released jobs, die in a crash. Here it is in Alabama. Alabama inmates returning. They're inmates, so they're in jail. They're returning from their work release job, and they die in a crash. This is in Dadeville, Alabama. Dadeville,
that's southern Alabama, I think.
55 miles northeast of Montgomery.
Yeah, it's south. That's a lot. So, yeah, it's further down than I am, but then again, I'm right up at the top.
Right. So. It said the van was taking the men from work back to the city community base in Alexander City where it crashed.
Yeah. That's over close to Georgia.
Yeah, and the houses they made to perform the work release stuff, they died. Caused the accident. The prison system didn't say what might have caused the accident. I know what caused it. One of them probably had menopause. I'm getting the fuck out of here. There's that. Come on. Follow me. I can drive
this motherfucker. Work release is a little different than actual jail. They do let you out to go work, but then you have to come right back to the jail. I work with some people on work release.
Oh,
that's
my
how I know.
God. You know, there's another story, Robin, and there's another story, Pat, and I can't get it out of my mind. Maybe you guys picked up on this story. I'm going to paraphrase this. I don't have it in front of me. Apparently, this woman, I don't know if she was in California or whatever. Apparently, this woman was arguing with her boyfriend. She then stabs him. Again, I don't know if it's boyfriend or husband. She stabs him. He gets in the car. He takes the kid. Oh, the California, because I know the freeway. So she stabs him.
Oh.
He's dead. She gathers up the kids, two kids. One was a tiny infant, just an infant, and the other one was, maybe she was 6 or 7. That's how old the kids were. Grabs the kids, put them in the car. She's on the run. She's on the run. Cops see her. Guess they light her up. She's driving. and she on a freeway. We have our freeway is called a 405 freeway. It's one of the busiest freeways in California. It's a freeway. You guys know what a freeway is, right? It's a freeway.
Well, we don't have them here. It's like a highway, is it not?
Okay, it's close.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
a highway, but it's a highway like 4 or 5 lanes. It's a highway. We call it a freeway, but it's a highway. It's a highway.
Oh,
yeah,
those are interstates. We call those interstate
yeah.
highways. Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. So she throws her kids out of the car.
What?
She throws the kid out of the car.
Doing what speed?
She was doing like 65, 70.
On
the interstate
highway. Did that get run over?
Well, here's the thing. The little girl, I guess she was 6, 7. I got to get the story. She was holding on to the little baby because she was trying to protect the baby. The mother throws her out the car. The baby flies out of the little girl's hands and gets run over by a car.
I was about, oh, I bet whoever hit that baby, that ruined their lives. They will never forgive themselves for that, even though it wasn't their fault.
Oh, my God. And then she's still driving, and then she sees a tree, and she floors at 100 miles an hour and kills herself by hitting the tree. Isn't that something? Isn't that something, man?
Mm. Oh, that kid's in for a world of mess up.
Oh, yes.
Well, did the 6-year-old survive?
Yeah, I think she did.
That
may not be the
best kid. I know. Can you imagine growing up knowing that is you were orphaned and that was what happened?
Yeah.
And the guilt she would probably end up feeling because she ends up dropping the baby, you know, because she's 6. She can't hold on to a baby. They're not supposed to be able to tote around a baby. Especially not being flung from a car going 60 miles an hour.
Exactly. Wow. On a lighter note, L.A., let me see. On a lighter note, L.A. Shepherd's coming into the studio the 15th. That's in 4 days. What is this? What is today? Today is what, Thursday or Wednesday? Thursday, right?
Today's Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's be coming in Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So he'll be coming in Monday. He'll be here Monday.
Monday. Wait a minute. Monday is.
Let's see.
Monday the 8th, right? No.
No, today's the 11th.
You said okay. You 15th. You said not to.
Oh, motherfuck! Oh, fuck! Oh, Robin, I'm so sorry. Thank you.
I'll get
Robin.
Back to.
Oh,
get back
my
to him.
God.
I can get back
to
him.
Robin, no, I don't want to do that. Oh, Robin,
okay.
I apologize.
Well,
I'm
going to meet him with his manager, the 15th.
Okay. No, let me see something. Let me check my schedule. Let me see.
Okay.
Go to Pornhub at 5:45, get a sandwich. Okay. Okay, I'm checking my schedule. Wait, that's a fifth. Oh, right. Yeah, I knew it's because it was tax day. 8 o'clock. Oh, fuck, I have to be there at 8 o'clock. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me see this. Where am I going?
I can't reach
it. Okay, I'm going there. No. Don't do that. No, sweetheart. Don't do that. All right, here's what we're going to do.
Well,
we're going to do the interview.
Okay.
Han Kiddo, you're not going to be there?
I will be there. I'm meeting his manager.
What do you mean?
In town.
Physically? You're going to be meeting this manager while he's going to be on the...
Mm-hmm.
Would you be better to reschedule him? Because I'm open after that. Would it be better that you already talked to a manager, at least we'll have some more information on the guy, and we can give him a good interview? Would that be cool?
Yeah. Yes. But then now he kind of wants to come on before the 20th because that's when the show is. So I said,
before the 20th.
We've got the 17th, 18th, and 19th open, so
okay,
I can get him
on
one of those days.
Let me look at my calendar. Before, that's the 15th. Okay, the 16th Pornhub, 17th Pornhub Convention. No, I'm just looking at my schedule. I'm looking at my schedule. Let me see. That's the the 22nd? Oh, no, that's Passover. I'm free. Anytime I'm free after the 15th, Robin, if you want to reschedule them from 7:15,
okay.
Monday through Friday from 7:15, I'm free. My next appointment is, where am I doing? May? What's going on,
well, okay, we got the 16th.
Right.
Right. Unless you want to do a double book them, I can do that.
Well, we got two people at once. I used to do that. Well, he's the only one that I'm seeing that's there. Is there another person that's coming on? Oh, David. We're still looking for David.
And David. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm on
David.
He has
his own show.
Yeah, he'll be. I'll get him when after these that are wanting to, I'll get him next week.
You can reschedule him, kiddo, and I'm free anytime after that, Monday through Friday, 7:15. I'm free the whole month, and we'll try to get him in before the 20th. That'll be good.
Okay.
If you don't
mind.
Thank you.
That works.
No, thank you. I'm glad I set the date. All right, we're going to play a game. Let's see how good you are. So far, it's 3 minutes. We're going to go on a good note, okay? Robin versus Pat. What I'm going to do is all you have to say is porn or sports. I'm going to give you a name of a team. You're going to tell me if it's a real team or does it sound like it's porn, okay? Okay, here we go. Pat, we'll go first. Ready, Pat? You ready, Pat?
Okay.
Okay. Dicks. I like some dicks. Sports or porn?
Porn.
Nope. As Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yep.
Okay. Robin?
Uh-huh.
Gamecocks.
Sports? That's sports.
Yeah, ding, ding. Very good. Very good. It is sports. Is it South Carolina Gamecocks? No. No. Here you go. Okay, Pat? The T-shirt
that
says... The T-shirt I'm wearing says, you can't beat my beaver. My beaver. Sports or porn? You can't beat our beavers. Sports or porn? Now, remember,
sports.
I'm going to throw, before you answer, again, I'm going to throw some silly stuff in there because they're not going to all be sports. Sports or porn? Very good. Oregon Beavers. The Oregon Beavers. Very good. Okay. I'm going to say a word. Tell me if it's sports or sports team or porn. Canucks.
That's Canadian. Mm.
That's what?
It's real.
Yeah, but what is it?
Sports.
Is it a sports team or is it porn?
It's
Canucks.
It's sports.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. They're Canucks. It's just some terms that sounds like, sounds like it could be. Could be porn. But 60 seconds here. You guys both tied. Very good. I want to thank Robin coming in. I want to thank Caleb. It's Caleb, right? Right, Robin?
It is.
Caleb. Caleb's story, man. The guy performed. He took some things. Nicest man. I mean, he gave great advice. He took the questions. What a guy's a prince. Thank you, Caleb, for coming in. I want to thank Pat for coming in, and Pat's hanging in there. Even though Pat's pissed off at a doctor, she still came in like a champion. Thank you, Pat, and I hope everything goes well for you. I really do. And God help you, John. You're going to have to be really patient on this one. Woo! And,
smart,
course,
he'll go hide in the room.
yeah, I know.
What
you see, John.
What I need to do.
Exactly. Come on, Mr. Fred, we're out of here. And I want to thank the beautiful Robin again. Thank you, Robin, for giving us some great talent.
Thank
You're
you.
Doing great, marvelous. And we'll see you guys all tomorrow. Right? Where's tomorrow? Is tomorrow Friday? We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Hey, you guys notice something?
Bye.
You guys notice something? You notice something?
What?
That solution has not come in for 2 or 3 days. His feelings are hurt. Oh.
I noticed.
Oh.
What,
you
did I do that?
No, I did that. Remember when I got mad at him and I called him, were you here when I called him a bitch and you're acting like a selfish prick?
He's calling him that, yes, but he wasn't.
You can't, because he does like, stop it. I can only say stop it so long. It's like my girlfriend. She'll look at me going, stop it. I haven't said anything. You're going to say something stupid. Stop it. No.
She knows by the look on your face.
She does. She can tell by the look. Please don't. Not right now. What? What?
He's like, not in the mood to hear it. Not in the mood.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm not in the mood to hear it.
Exactly. It was, she'll be doing an important thing for her office, doing a spreadsheet in here. And I said, I'm not going to do anything stupid. She goes, don't. Have a hard day. Okay. And then I would poke her. Do you feel this? She goes, stop it. How about this? Stop it. How about this? Stop it. Can you feel this? Stop it.
I feel sorry for the girl.
I know.
Oh, Ryan does that. I mean, I do that to Ryan. He gets mad and his face gets red.
Exactly.
I know when I've pushed him too far.
You pushed him too far. I know. My feet are hanging out the window.
When he snapped at me, I fell off.
Exactly. Stop it. Oh, my God. All right, you guys. Thanks for putting up with me. I see you guys. You guys are the best. See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye. Wait, did we do the lottery? You guys want to see the lottery before
we
go?
No,
we
didn't.
Okay, really quickly, let's see what it's up to, because sometimes that lottery can go real quick, huh?
Yeah.
Real quick.
No,
yeah, that people don't expect it to hit, right after the other, but it can. That would be something unexpected. Mhm.
Right. Okay, we're at 46 million. Wait. Okay, this is the wrong. This is part. Okay, I'm at the wrong site. Hold on. Let me see, because it's not usually where I go. Here we go. Let's see where we are. How's John doing? Did John give up on us on the lottery?
No. He said 61.
Here's something you guys are not going to like. $1 billion lottery winner in California identified. That's what the title says.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, a man came forward to claim his $1.7 billion prize. Only one guy won. And I go, the man is identified as Brian the Hammer Jackson. He's a radio personality. What? They put my name in it. No. What? No, but they bought the ticket at a market that's 20 miles from us. And he won it. Mm-hmm. One man won it. If you don't play, you have no
one
chance of winning.
True.
It's true. Let's see what else. So let's see where it is right now. $1 billion lottery. Let's see where it is. Okay, let's see if we got – this site is not what I usually go to, so it's coming up crazy shit. Okay, I think
my
this is it.
My phone's been doing that today.
Yeah. Well, how come it's only Powerball? Well, the Powerball, Wednesday the 10th, what is today's date? That was yesterday. That was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is not giving me what I want. One more time. It's switching me over. I hate when they do it. Somebody's switching me over from our regular site. Let me see. Let me see. I wonder if they're saying that we're losers and they don't want me to even... Okay, here we go. Okay, the Powerball, Saturday, April 13th. Today is the 11th. It's only 46 million. Only 46 million.
Oh, I don't... Only 46 million,
yeah. The payout is 21 million, though. It's 21 million is the payout, though. The Mega Millions is up to 120 million, and that draws Friday. That draws tomorrow, and the payout is $55 million. Is that enough for us to play, or is that too little?
No.
Mm-mm, not too little for me.
It's not too little.
I think I'm happy. I'm happy when I find the quarter in the parking lot.
Yeah, I think we're getting too uppity. Like, it's like 120 million. I spit on you. Only 120 million. I think we're getting a little bit too uppity about that, right? All right. Let's play. Let's see what it is Friday, because it's going to get higher. When it gets into 120, maybe tomorrow it'll be 150 million. That looks that's tasty to me. So if it gets up to that, let's play Friday. Deal? Deal?
Deal.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's get up there and see where it's going to be. Remind me to do that. Hey, you guys were great. Have a great day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow, hopefully. And maybe we'll soon. You know, we keep playing. We're going to be winners soon. Sooner or later, we'll be winners, or we're going to live in a box underneath a freeway. Either way, we're going to be good and close.
Right?
Either way, we got each other. All right, kids.
If you decide you're not going to be on, let me know so I know what my sleep schedule is.
All right, sweet. No, I will be on, sweetheart. I will be on. I will be on tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. I'm telling you right now, 7:30 a.m. I will call John tomorrow if he doesn't mind me calling him. I will call him.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay, I will call Robin,
okay.
Too. Well, that's 10:30 your guys' time. Is that 10:30 you guys?
Yeah,
no,
9:30 for me.
Is it 9:30 for you? And I think it's 10:30 for Pat. Mm-hmm. Pat, you're 3 hours different from me, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So 9:30 is good. 10:30 is good. So I'll call you guys. I'll call your significant others to wake you up and your others.
All right.
I still like to joke.
Been work for hours.
I know. I still, you know, when you hear a joke, it's so good, I want to hang on to it until it's dead. I'm going to say, as soon as Pat guesses the punchline, I'm not going to say anymore. Pat, you know why Barbie doesn't get pregnant?
Okay, because he comes in another box.
That's right. Ken comes in another box. Very okay. Thank you. Then that means I said it too much. And when Pat, because Pat usually laughs, go, okay, I'll play along with you. Because he comes in another box, right? Okay.
I've heard it too many times.
Yeah. What else you got, buddy boy? See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.